Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Today we're in verse number 24 of Psalm 119. But before we get there, I thought we would read our third stanza that we're in. Is Gimel is the name of the letter of the alphabet that begins each one of these verses. Gimel, the third stanza of these eight verses, are verses 17 through 24. We read, "Delight bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I might see wondrous things out of thy law. I'm a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the curse, who strayed away from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditate on your statute." And so now verse 24 for our today's verse, we read, "Your testimonies are also my delight and my counselors." You know, isn't it amazing how this psalmist we see, how really truly the word of God became really his delight and his joy. I really think if something is your delight, as we've seen so far, how he put the word of God at highest priority within his life, it's really determined by how much time and energy that you put into something as it becomes your real joy. It's almost like when he thought about God's word, his heart just sparked, and he would just long for spending time reading God's word and thinking on the things of God became very, very important to him. Sometimes I wonder, do we put enough priority to God's word, or do other things take its place? You know, things that occupy our time, our energy, and our mind. It could be from our leisure time, and which includes how much time we sit in front of that TV and just allow it to memorize ourselves, or the things, other things that we could do to occupy our times. Each and all of them aren't bad, but do we put too much time into those things? Are we truly delighting ourselves in God's word? If not, we might want to reconsider the importance and the value of what God's word is for our life and should be to our life. The psalmist here tells us also in verse 24, and he says, "Your testimonies are my delight and my counselors." You know, so often I remember as people would come over the years and want to talk to me about the problems that they have, what I would normally do is I would direct them to God's word. Because the things that I have to say certainly can, you know, I can voice my opinion and it might help and it might not help. But one thing that I do know is that God's word is sure, and it will help people as we turn to God's word. And so if you find people that are needing help or needing encouragement, I would encourage you to direct them to God's word. Let me give you a for instance. Out of Psalm 37, we read where David said, he says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb." You know, evil workers or evildoers or people that trouble us, here it is that David says, don't fret about him. But rather, what he tells us to do, he tells us to trust in the Lord and to do good. Isn't that a simple but a word of encouragement that we need? That's why the psalmist was saying, God's word is my counselor. He says, if we trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the Lamb, and feed on his faithfulness. What he's saying is that allow God's faithfulness and his goodness be what becomes what we survive and we live off of. In verse 4, it says, notice, delight yourself also in the Lord. And here we find in Psalm 37, as well we do in Psalm 119, verse 24, that psalmist has that deep desire to delight himself in the Lord. He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Isn't that beautiful? When we put God first in our life, and we just spend time in worship of him, then he says, then our hearts become you know, in line with God's heart, and he gives us what our desire is to the Lord. Then he tells us, commit your way to the Lord. Otherwise, what do you got going on today? What, you know, in work or leisure or as we go places or do things, he says, make sure you get God involved in it. Pray and commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. So the counsel that he's given us on a very practical way that each and every day that we should be committing our activities to the Lord and then we should be trusting the Lord and he shall bring it to pass and he shall bring your righteousness as the light is and your justice as the noonday. And then in verse 7, he says, here's the key and the tough one, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. So the counsel is, it says, don't get ahead of the Lord. Wait upon God. And do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Otherwise, it's just going to cause your grief. And so as you look at God's word, and as we spend time just meditating on God's word, even as the psalmist tells us here, in Psalm 119, we read, your testimonies are my delight and my counselors. May we go to God's word this day. May we go to God's word each day. Meditate on God's word. Apply them to our hearts and allow them to direct us and lead us and guide us and give us that help that we need in every situation that we might come into. Lord, help us this day. Help us, Lord, to trust in you with all of our hearts, Lord. And help us to do good. Help us to commit our ways unto you, Lord, and to simply trust in you. And Lord, help us also to rest in you and to wait patiently to you. And Lord, so we just want to tell you right now how much we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.